So we're in Klal Tes. Klal Tes is about Avak Lashon Hara. And not to the first sif was about not overdoing praise for someone. Halacha Beis, you should not be mishabech someone, you should not publicly give someone praise. Because most likely he'll have some people like him, some people are not the biggest fans, and whatever. So you may end up causing people to respond negatively towards your positive comments. If someone is known as a kosher tzaddik, and he's not doesn't have anything that people have against. You are allowed to praise him. There's really not much to insult him about. And if they do it, everyone will know the guy has a personal axe to grind with this fellow, and no one will take him seriously. So therefore, in a case where the guy has a really good reputation, it is permitted. Okay.
That's what people do. You see, every time someone gives a speech, they try to.
Right. So, first of all, Sipuri Tzadikim, people think stories about Tzadikim, that for sure falls under this category. Sipuri Tzadikim is a beginning to say it. So, that's for sure. But even talking praise about someone, in the context of let's say a Sheva Brachas, a dinner or whatever, so it's mutter, they say pretty much, because the context klapei this event, he's mochzeh pukashus. Meaning this whole event is here to explain what the tzad kosher of this guy is. Everyone knows this all that stuff. I mean, we're not being mishabeach him for the things that he's not good at, the things he is good at. So Mamela, I think the place can say that it's permitted because that's the understand what?
It's like it lose all the
I don't
time.
fully understand the head there, but I guess no one really believes it anyway, so
Right. And it could be that also. It's not really being Meshabbat all the way, I had a funny joke from Rabbi Shapiro. So he said that this guy, I don't want to be Meirich on this during our learning time, but he said this guy, he's sitting by a Sheva Brachas and the Rav gets up to speak and he speaks about the Mechut Ma'ar. It's unbelievable. Like this drush is like this Mechut. I don't know. He's like, this guy's a God Adar. I mean, this is unbelievable. So he makes a Shidduch and he's like, I want that rabbi to speak on my Sheva Brachas. I want the Mechutim to think good. So he calls up the rabbi. He's like, remember I saw you at the, yeah, I remember. So can you come to my Sheva Brachas and give a speech by me? Say, oh, you want that speech? That's an expensive speech. That's about $5,000, that speech. $5,000, you're crazy? It's like, yeah, like, look, I have another type of speech. It's a little cheaper. You're gonna end up looking really good. Also, yeah, people will really like you're not gonna be good outdoor status, but it's gonna come out good. It's like, what's that? It's like half that, $2,000. $2,000, are you crazy? I mean, you have nothing for free? It's like, oh, free? If you want free, you get the truth. So, I mean, like you're saying, I don't know if anybody at these things really takes what's being said seriously. So that could be another heter also about publicly complimenting someone at that type of event. Okay. But I think that it's more like I'm not randomly saying, hey, this guy's amazing. Oh yeah, you think he's amazing? I don't think he's bad. It's in the context of this part of, there's something good about them. So let's focus on that. People aren't going to respond negatively.
I think this an example would be if you say like this teacher is the best teacher. Oh, best teacher. And you say it in front of like a lot of people, then someone will say, "Well, I don't think so."
I had a
I
bad
don't know.
experience.
Maybe I think that could maybe be.
Right, if it's randomly and you're sitting there opening up the field for votes on your opinion on this person, so that's a different story. Over here, that's not necessarily what's going
But
on.
if it's one-on-one, you could say, I
What?
love this teacher, the really amazing teacher, what amazing, amazing, nothing like it, best.
Listens. Definitely listen.
Can you or you shouldn't, even one-on-one kind of thing?
Well, not in a public thing. You're right. I think that would be a good example not to do so in a public thing.
Not in a public. What about one-on-one?
With who?
You're with your friend and you're talking about, and they're asking you, okay, I'm starting I'm going into sixth grade or seventh grade. Oh, that Rebbe, best Rebbe, the best. And he's like this, he's like that, he's like that. Is it appropriate to talk like that, or even that you shouldn't say? But
Yeah, he's asking you your opinion.
right, but okay, so
That's fine.
now if there
No,
are
I
three
don't think that's a
people.
problem. I think he's talking about unsolicited in the middle of a conversation when you say like something, which is your opinion, that could open up the floor for
No, but Adam's saying
dissenting.
that's an opinion. He's saying, oh, you're gonna love this Rebbe because he's the best
He
Rebbe.
asked me, which I shouldn't tell him.
Or even not. He says, oh, you're going into 10th grade. Wow, you're so lucky you're gonna have this Rebbe. He's the best. He's the best. And now there's three other guys listening, and I don't know, maybe it's gonna cause an issue. I don't know.
That happens all the time.
Or you could just say,
That,
I love, oh yeah. Not he's the
yeah,
best.
you're right. What?
I love this Rebbe because
No,
I'm
you're
I don't
not
know.
letting me overly mishaber. Was that it? Is it regular?
It
Or
seems like it's a michshol. You're afraid that you're going to say something that's going to trigger a conversation that's going to, it's not the actual praise that's the problem. It's what could lead.
it says here the lotion is a misaper b'shvachish l'chaver b'fnei soin of. I think when you are doing it in a situation where you
There's
know
haters.
that not
There's
everyone
haters.
agrees.
Yeah, it's like saying Donald Trump is the best president ever.
Right. You
You know there's going to be a group that they're not going to agree.
right, no, I agree to that. And same thing with Marbib. He says two isurim here. One iser is saying any shvach to someone that dislikes this person. And the second issue is being marbe b'shvach in front of anybody. Because marbe b'shvach is a problem no matter what.
Like, okay, that's not the best
Yeah, he's
Rebbe.
not the best. I
That's
mean, calm
a
down.
good Rebbe,
He's
not
fine. He's solid. You know. So you're right. I think those are two separate hagdaras. To just say positive is not a problem. You're in front of a few people. If you don't know particularly, someone dislikes him. But to overdo it, it sounds like you shouldn't do even. If you don't know that there's a soine in front of him, and he said, you remember, yeah, he said that was last week. He said two reasons for that. He said, number one is because the other person may feel the need to qualify what you're saying. He's the best if you're a good kid. Daddy's the best, but he's not the best at this. Or you yourself may feel the need because sometimes you feel like you gotta pull back. So it sounds like you shouldn't overdo it, regardless. Okay.
reminds you of the famous claw. It makes us shuffle. Oh, that's not the final.
No, we're not right. Fine.
If you pretext it by saying, I don't know what everyone else's experience is or what other opinions are, but in my personal opinion, I had a good experience with this situation, although I can't speak how it is for others. Like, does that help or?
I think you should just be honest and not exaggerate. Just be honest and don't exaggerate. Don't I think the more you're I think that's overdoing it also the other way. You're like the guy's gonna start taking a whole survey. I think it's overdoing it also. I think you're just honest, you don't overdo it. This guy's not mochzuk to be a soine of that Rebbe. So you say, now if the guy comes to you and says, and you know that he had a bad experience with that Rebbe, and then you start saying, oh, by the way, my kid has the best Rebbe, and okay, that's a problem. But you don't know. Why should you assume he had a bad experience? And you say he's a good Rebbe, very good experience, everything. You start saying oh, you overdo it, maybe in a comment, it's a problem. Okay. Gam halacha gimel yesh lo adam lizar b'lishabeach es chaveri b'shevach haboli de hefsid. You also should not be mishabeach your friend b'shevach haboli de hefsid with shevach that will cause him damage. What's the case? Ke'inyan ha'ireach sheyetze berachov ha'ir b'farsim lakolas asher gmoloi ba'al ha'bayis toiva b'achilu shtiyah. This is very, very common. That basically you go at, you you had a, you someone's machas oirech you. someone, you know, welcomed you into their home. And then you go out and tell the whole world, by the way, this guy's unbelievable. All of a sudden, every person needs...
New York needs a vacation.
Every person that needs, right, every person that needs something down in Florida while they're here, you know, all of a sudden, then you're the address. So the person may not appreciate that. You're not gonna have any money left because all of a sudden everyone's coming to him. But because I never if you're he'll wake up, sometimes overly praising someone is not good for him. Let's say you got a loan. Then you go around, tell the world, this guy loaned me money, this guy loaned me money. Now, everyone's going to start asking him for loans. And that's not good. He may not want to lend it to everybody. And he said, he can't get out of it. You also have to be careful to say things that people shouldn't be choshed you. That it's as if you said Lashon Hara. And if you did, that itself is a problem.
Okay. So it's not either? I'm like,
well. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's interesting. Oh, I hear you asked me there. Shad, who b'chlal avak Lashon Hara? You know, it's just like saying something is going to cause someone to say Lashon Hara about someone else. Saying something that may cause someone to say Lashon Hara about you is also a problem.
You're like too close to, you're towing the line.
You're opening yourself up to Lashon Hara is also a problem. Just like opening someone else up, that Rebbe that you were talking about, just like opening someone else up to Lashon Hara is a vak, because you're causing that maybe Lashon Hara will leak out. Causing yourself to be the subject of the Lashon Hara may also be a problem. Okay, Shkarach, what I'm saying? We're getting close to Klal Yud, which is going to be halachal mais, the most Megadika Klal. Okay, Shkarach.
Thank you. Last one was saying that maybe it shouldn't look like.